afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
You know, I have a lot of people that tell me how much they love this intro, and I've been doing a lot of listening back to the old stuff, and it's just not the same without the rap intro. So again, Isaiah, thank you so much for recording that for the podcast. It really adds a really cool piece, a really cool feature to it. It makes it fun and exciting and drags people in. You got to have something to drag people in because it's definitely not going to be me and my voice. Happy Halloween to everyone. In advance, of course. I hope things are going well. It's been fun and interesting and crazy around here all at the same time. A lot of different stuff happening. I always hate using the word stuff for things. Just feels weird. Well, enough listening to me ramble. I will say, though, go Blue. What a big, big win at Minnesota. It was nice to have some Big Ten football back. Also, man, oh man, that Indiana-Penn State game. What a finish. What a great game to watch. I'm glad I tuned into that. And I'm sad that I missed that Lions game. Go Lions. There we go. 3-3 on the season. Super Bowl bound this year, 2020. Woo! All right. Now let's just, there is no easy way. Let's just hop right in. Enjoy this week's episode. If you like what you hear, subscribe to the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, you know, all your usual stuff. You can find me, Trent Speaks, on Instagram, Trent Speaks on Facebook as well. Until next week, we'll talk to you then. Enjoy. Awesome. So speaking with Jocelyn this week, Jocelyn, welcome into the Trent Speaks podcast.
Trent, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I don't know why I always say Trent Speaks. I don't know why I always have to put like a filler in there as if I don't know what podcast I'm on.
Jocelyn, okay. I have a podcast too, and I tend to do that every once in a while.
I guess it's just like one of those automatic things that our brain likes to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Jocelyn, talk to me about, so, you know, you had sent me a little bit of a bio and everything before we had started recording and stuff, when we were kind of just talking about getting a time and everything. And I really appreciate that because it was able to give me a chance to kind of do my research in a whole different light. One of the things that I really liked that I read within your bio was the part that you had in bold, and I'll read it for everyone. It said, finding your passion isn't just about careers and money. It's about finding your authentic self, the one you've buried beneath other people's needs, which I thought was awesome. I thought that was a very powerful, like, three lines there within the bio and everything. Talk to me though about your journey of self-discovery, because I know you have quite the story with that.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you started with that quote, because that quote really has carried me through a lot in this last few years. So I currently live in Colorado. I moved here just over 3 years ago. And went to, in order to embrace this move, it meant that we were leaving some things behind. I moved out here with a family, and I had a really lovely career, and we owned a business in Pennsylvania where we moved from, and a pretty successful business as well. However, we looked around the community that we were living in and realized it was just no longer aligning to the people that we were. And we just felt out of place. And in truth, I think I always felt out of place living in that community. So we made this move. We made a very conscientious decision to make this move. And shortly after relocating to Colorado, I had some very epiphanal moments that I realized that my marriage was no longer functioning in a way that I felt I could stay in. We had certainly, I mean, I know every relationship has their ups and downs. And in my case, I had many, many moments throughout our marriage that I realized that maybe this is not the right situation for me. And yet I chose to stay. And when we came to Colorado, I had a lot of space and time. My former husband was traveling back east to run our business pretty frequently. And I was in Colorado with our young son. And I had noticed within my being that every time he was leaving the house and away, I felt like I could finally breathe. I could finally sort of be okay with my space. And every time he returned, I really felt like I was on eggshells. And this was not the first, you know, exposure, but this was something that was really alerting to me, because I thought, you know, relationships, I'd imagine you want the opposite. You're excited to be with your partner and have your partner with you. And so, you know, I listened to that along with some other key components that had occurred over that 6 month period. And we finally had a final situation that had occurred around my son's preschool that I just sort of felt as if the response that I had received from my spouse at the time was just, I felt inappropriate and overreactionary to the situation. And it was in that moment that I really decided I really had to leave. I had to leave for my own well-being, because I was suffocating. I wasn't living the life that I wanted to live. I mean, I was crying and miserable and felt very small and felt unloved and unappreciated in so many ways. And so I made that decision to end my marriage. And really started to make very conscientious decisions to live a more full and abundant life on the terms that I wanted to live on, not on the terms of someone else's expectation of me. And it began what I call my spiritual and healing journey. I started to work with my first coach. I started to get to the root of why I had decided, you know, why I was limiting myself and believing that I only deserved love if I change. I only was deserving of these smallness of my life. And working with that first coach, I really uncovered so much about what I had told myself of what I deserved and what I didn't deserve, my level of unworthiness, my level of unhappiness, and all of those things were just that kept me limited. And as I started to really open up and understand, getting out of my head and really dropping into my heart and living in that space, I started to realize that, number one, I wasn't alone. You know, this was not just a journey that I was on. This was a journey that so many men and women live on. And they live in this, they stay in these friendships and relationships and families that are not allowing them to breathe into and be the person that they were always meant to be. And I say that because I started sharing my journey very publicly on Facebook. The first time I ever had done anything on Facebook, I'd always gonna watch. And what was starting to occur is I was sharing the things that I was going through. People are coming out of the woodwork and telling me, like, not applauding me, but like sending their friends to me who are going through these very similar experiences and like saying, "No, Jocelyn, what are you doing? And how are you doing this? Because I think my friend needs to hear this too, because she's going through this situation." I thought, oh. And that was sort of my aha moment that I needed to take my story even further.
What is it that got you comfortable enough to feel like you were willing to share that on Facebook? When I was looking at your bio before we had started our call and everything, I think one of the pieces that caught my attention was how, you know, you kind of talk about how you lost yourself on the journey and that you really hid within your comfort zone. What is it that got you to break out of that comfort zone and really wanted you to share your story with people?
Yeah, lots of things. It began with when I really made this decision. One of the things I had done was I was at that point I was watching I was really watching someone else's Facebook story unfold, and it was someone from high school that I hadn't talked to in 20 years. And I'd seen that her name had changed back to her maiden name, and yet she was really happy. Everything she posted out was super positive and super happy, and she's smiling, and she's having fun with her kids. And I'm like, what is that? So I reached out to her and asked her what she was doing. She was, you got involved with an MLM, and she was doing nutritional cleansing. I was like, okay, I'll give that a try. But moreover, is I felt comfortable to share with her what was going on within my world and the pain that I was feeling. She gave her enough for her to like really open up and share what she'd been through. And she was just 2 years ahead of me on her journey. And I was like, oh my gosh. So there is a light. This is possible. It is entirely possible. And so I clung to that light for a long time. I thought, if she can do it, so can I. Because I've experienced, you know, I've had a very blessed life in a lot of ways. Like, my parents were still married. I certainly had a very stable childhood. My father was always employed. We had everything we needed. We had an abundance of what we needed. And not like we lived this huge life, but we lived very comfortably. I had been gifted the ability to travel not only across the U.S., but I travel across Europe. And I had a good education and all these things that make your life look amazing. So I had all those opportunities. I'd have these experiences of these real highs of really just loving life. Yet throughout my marriage, they felt like glimpses. They didn't feel like how I was living my life every day. And there was just a point at which I broke. I literally broke. I was like, why am I crying every single weekend? This isn't how life is meant to be lived. And I'm looking at Facebook, which we all know Facebook doesn't always portray the most accurate picture of what life is. We tend to fill out the highlight reel. And when I started going through my own journey and my own healing, I actually started sharing everything that was going on. I was basically vomiting on Facebook of the pains and the difficulties and the struggles, as well as the highs. I put it all out there. And I didn't really pay attention to what people were commenting about. In fact, I didn't really care, because it wasn't their journey. It for me was like me building up my own immunity to comparison. And I use that word immunity versus armor, because throughout most of my life, I had been wearing armor. I had been protecting myself in some way against the evils of the world. I made up this story that everyone was out to get me. And that's the way I lived. So I was carrying this heavy weight around me and not really living and being the person that I wanted to be, or that I actually am. So I learned how to take that armor off and melt it and put it away and say, this is no longer the person I'm going to be. Take off my mask and just show up as I am to who I am, and be okay with me. And when I started to shift that perspective and live within my heart, I found my own joy, because it wasn't external to me. It was inside of me, because no one else can take that away from you. The only way that someone takes it away from you is because you've allowed it, but it's all your choice. Your question was though about why, or what was the decision, or how did you do it? And really for me, it felt like life and death. Because I felt like I wasn't alive for a lot of years. And I was just sort of going through the motions. And I felt very unfulfilled. And I just said, I'm not doing that anymore. Life is worth living. And life is worth experiencing. Food is worth tasting. All of that. It is meant, we are meant to be connected. We are connected to one another as spirits and souls. And why am I living in this space where I'm not enjoying? Why am I waking up and not enjoying my life? I have to do something to change. I didn't care what it was that I had to do, but I was going to do it.
So what did that healing process look like for you? Was it, I'm sure it wasn't something that just overnight you're like, yep, oh, all right, I'm going to start doing this. Like, I'm sure it was a long process for you.
It was. So I began with, as I mentioned, the nutritional cleansing and really being conscientious about the food I was eating and what I was drinking. And I actually pretty much gave up alcohol for easily 6 months. If not, yeah, for 6 to 8 months, I didn't drink at all, which actually was very easy for me to do. I didn't seem to miss it so much. Because I had dealt with depression throughout my life, I decided that alcohol was going to be something. I was not going to go down that road of that. I was going to choose to make positive decisions for my life. So it was that. And then I worked with my very first life coach, whose practice was based in NLP and journey work. He also happened to have been a spiritual practitioner, which I came to find out later. But I was very dedicated to going to my sessions every week and really putting it all on the table, like not holding anything back. If I had to cry and scream and feel sorry for myself during that session, that's what I did. And I forgave myself for showing up that way, because it's just, that's where I was. I had to live through that emotion. I had to experience that emotion and get to the other side of it. And for 6 months, I stayed very dedicated. I met with my coach twice a week. I really was very careful about the people that I chose to spend time with. The people that I wanted to spend time with were people that were positive, that were happy, that were also not drinking and taking good care of their physical well-being as well as their emotional well-being. I just kept choosing to engage in activities that brought me joy, even little ones. I started journaling a lot more about what was going on in my head, just getting it out of my head. It was a daily practice. I started reading more books that supported my growth, both my personal development and my spiritual growth, because those were things that made me feel good. It was just I kept going down the pathway of, what am I going to do today that's going to bring me just a little bit more joy, just a little bit more happiness? And that grew over time. And by month five, I really noticed this big shift within me. I think I noticed it within the first 3 months, in truth. But by month five was really where I started to notice that I was living in this place of bliss. So like, our heads are constantly churning. Our heads are constantly talking to us. And in a lot of ways, a lot of people say a lot of very negative things about themselves, and me, myself included. Although somewhere along the pathway, that just stopped. Yes, my mind was still running, but it wasn't running this negative self-talk anymore. It was talking about, well, what does my life look like right now? What can I possibly manifest into reality? What do I want for my life? And I started to really journal that out. Like, what is my ideal life look like? What does my ideal relationship look like? What does my ideal career look like? What does my ideal home look like? What is this whole thing going to look like? And what is the life that I want to live? And I'd write it and I could read it. And then I started taking actions that supported where I was headed. So this was, you said, well, what was it? Like, this was a good 6 to 8 months of me staying very dedicated to me. I dated a little bit in that process, not a whole lot. Realized that the people that I was bringing into my world were not aligning with what I needed to be aligned with. And so those people exited my life pretty quickly. Although I will acknowledge the gifts that I received, the first person I spent any time with, I had decided that I was going to run my first half marathon, and it turned out that he was a runner. So he was kind enough, I asked, and he was kind enough to take me out running and help me train for that race. And then the second person I spent some time with we did a lot of concerts together. In fact, he was the first person who took me to Red Rocks, and that was amazing. So I received gifts through that, but also received lessons, because with both of those experiences with these two different individuals, it became very apparent very quickly that we were just on different pathways. We wanted different things. We weren't aligned in our value system. We weren't necessarily aligned politically. And I started to just notice myself sort of changing and shifting back into my old ways of being. So I'm like, nope, these are not, that's not how I'm going to show up. I've done all this work. I'm going to keep choosing to take care of what's best for me. And so it was a lot of pieces in the process that to make that happen.
You talked about how like just trying to find a little more joy and a little more happiness. And I think that's important, because I think a lot of people think, okay, how can I go from 0 to 60? Mm-hmm. When in reality, a lot of times people are looking too far forward. They're looking at the end, when really they really need to be looking at like, what do I need to do to make myself even just 1% better? Because 1% over a longer time, you're gonna get somewhere.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because it is incremental. And so like today, I actually am a coach today, and I coach men and women who have been through very similar experiences as my own. And when you talk about it, it is incremental change. So like some of the things that we talk about are really simple things. Like if you wake up 10 minutes earlier than you normally wake up, give yourself 10 minutes of silence. For the first 10 minutes of your morning, don't look at your phone. Don't look at any technology. Just be still with your own being, with your own self. And I recommend that in the morning and in the evening. And so another thing is like when your head starts to give you all that negative self-talk, write it down. Journal it. And if you're not a journaler, like I don't tend to find myself to be much of a writer. I'm an auditory person. I like to talk. So for me, I actually get my microphone out. But fortunately, the word Microsoft Word has a dictaphone. I talk to it and I just get it out of my being. And then I don't read it again, because for the negative stuff, I just want it out of my being. Because if it's floating in my body, in my head, and then in my body, it starts to poison how I see myself and how I believe myself to be. So that's another thing it can be, and you don't have to spend 5 minutes doing it. And whatever comes up in the middle of the day, write it down and maybe throw it away. If you're at work and you're like, oh my gosh, you can't, and you got to write it down and throw it away. And now it's out of your system. Another thing that I absolutely love, really simple, is in the morning. If you're a writer, great. Or if you want to speak it into existence, you can do both. In fact, I'd like doing both. Write down 10 things that you're grateful for. And it doesn't have to be these big things. It could be like, I live in Colorado, so most mornings I wake up and the sun is shining in my bedroom. So I'm grateful that I wake up and the sun is shining. Or, really simple, I'm grateful that I have a bed to sleep in. I'm grateful I have water to drink. I'm grateful that I have food in my pantry that I can eat. There are so many people in the world that don't have these things. So it doesn't have to be these big monumental things. So you say that word, you say that statement, and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. It starts to shift how you perceive your day and start your day. So it's like these little shifts, and then you build from there, because once you start having those as your daily routine, it makes a life a lot easier to continue forward, and you can start to add more positivity into your day in that way. And if you have days that you're just down, that's okay. Like, give yourself permission. You give yourself permission to grieve. Give yourself permission to, if you had a day that you didn't eat well because you were feeling crappy about something, that's okay. Be okay with it. Like, give yourself permission to be okay with that.
Well, in January 2019, you started your podcast called Leap. What is the basis of that podcast, and what made you want to start that podcast?
Mm-hmm. So Leap was actually, By the time I launched Leap, I actually pretty much had all of season one fully recorded. So yeah. So what had happened, the journey around Leap, first of all, Leap is I talk with coaches like myself and healers about what inspired them to take a leap of faith in starting their own business. Because I think people, first of all, everyone has stories to share. And I personally believe that coaches and healers do some amazing work. So I really want to showcase them. And then I just personally, these are my people. So I love talking to them. However, the journey that where Leap started is back several months prior, I had gotten involved with the startup community here in Colorado. Now, prior to moving to Colorado, my former husband and I had owned two small businesses. So we were technically entrepreneurs. And I've always been fascinated by the entrepreneurial mind, people who've really just always believed in themselves no matter what and continue to push forward and continue to fail and fail and fail and fail again until they stand up on their own two feet. And there is such an inspiration around that. So I got involved in the startup community through a project. And these became like my little group of people that I was spending time with. And in the fall of September of 2018, I got involved with something called Startup Week, which is a week dedicated to startups. And the conversations are all free, and they have a series of seminars and events that speak to entrepreneurs about how to scale their business, to how to do social media, blah, 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 all sorts of great content. And I just thought this was like the best week in my entire life. So I attended many of those events. And just prior to going into that week, I had met a friend who had a podcast. And I just met this person and I was like, he's kind of interesting. I'm going to check out the podcast. I didn't know what podcast was prior to that. And I listened to three of his. And at the end of that week, I come off this major high. I was feeling so good about life. And I knew that, like, I just know myself, my cycles. I was like, okay, I know there's going to be a dip. And so before I allow myself to dip into like sadness, I'm going to do something for myself to make myself feel good. So I took a big drive out to the Rocky Mountains because I live real close to the Rockies. And on that 6-hour journey, I let my mind wander. My only destination for that day was to go on this 3-hour hike. So I did my hike. However, on that drive, I let my mind wander. And what it wandered to was, Jocelyn, you need to start a podcast. What? I have to do what now? I'm a speaker and I've always enjoyed conversation. And that's actually how the podcast was born. So on that journey, I'd heard a song called This Is Me by Kesha. And the words really they moved me. And it felt so relative to the journey I'd been going through about, you know, having all these external things coming at me. And yet I was bulletproof because nothing could hurt me any longer because I could now understand that I'm choosing my own injury, right? And it was in that journey that I named my podcast. I knew what I was going to talk about. I knew my theme song. And I had 20 people that I was going to ask to be on my show.
That's awesome.
Now, I didn't know anything about podcasting. Nothing. However, I birthed the podcast. So I came home from that journey. And a few days later, I reached out to my friend who had had a show and I enjoyed his content. And I was like, hey, can you show me how to do this? And you know what? He did. And then it became an addiction. Then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to spend all my time doing this. And I did. I really ended up doing that. I recorded as often as I could. And every time I recorded, I felt better. And when you feel better and you start to put a new vibration around you, you're happier, you attract more opportunities in front of you and all around you. So people start to show up, opportunities show up, doors open, windows open. That's when you know you're on the pathway of something that's supposed to be really amazing for you. You know, when you start to go down a pathway and I start to pursue something, for instance, when I first moved out here, I was pursuing getting into the medical device industry, the sales industry. And every opportunity that I tried to go for, those doors kept closing. I mean, like, you know, every job offer, every job opportunity, applying for a specific schooling, none of it was aligning because it wasn't meant to be about my path. So it's understanding, like taking that step back and listening and being observant to where there are opportunities and where things feel easy. Because where things feel easy, those are the things that are meant for you.
Through everything that you've been through and been a part of, what is it that you've learned about yourself?
Oh, that's a loaded question. That's a very loaded question. So many things. I learned that I still have a lot more work to do. That's probably the biggest thing. I've learned that I can rely on myself, that I am completely capable of doing anything that I really set my mind to and set my heart to. I have learned that I am the only person that causes my own injury, my own sadness, my own depression, my own happiness, my own worthiness. I am the co-creator of all of it, and I always have been. I have learned that I still have more lessons to learn, specifically around relationship. So I did enter into a relationship that lasted for about a year in 2019, and it did end. And for the first 6 months of that relationship, it was very solid, very strong, very communicative and open. And I really came in with an open heart and was I remained relatively unattached to the whole situation. However, about that 6 month mark, and I had seen things before, right? I'd seen some signs, and I was aware of that this person and I were not quite on the same page with everything. And we did a really good job communicating for a while, but then I remember that there was an absolute shift where we just realized that we prioritized one another differently. And instead of me speaking up and really addressing it, which I did, I also knew, and he had shared where he was, I accepted those terms when I really needed to walk away. I needed to walk away because I knew for myself what I wanted. And what I wanted, and the picture of what I wanted was different than the picture of what he wanted. Instead, I chose to stay because I was having so much fun with this person. And it wasn't like, you know, he's a wonderful person. We had a lot of fun together. We just were in different places and different stages in our life. And I chose to stay. And then I started going down some of my old patterns of making myself small, of shifting who I was to fit into his needs and his world, and thinking that that was going to maintain this relationship, which of course it doesn't, because I'm dishonoring who I am. So I've learned about honoring myself. I've learned about sometimes the hard decisions are the best decisions. I've realized that I get to say no and keep my power, and I get to say yes and keep my power. I've learned how to use my voice. I've learned that nobody can provide me happiness. No one. The happiness is mine and mine only, and mine alone. Anything beyond me, anything that provides me happiness beyond me, or people for that matter, is just icing. But the happiness, truly, the happiness journey is an internal journey and an inside job.
What is it that you want people to take away from this podcast when they listen?
The biggest thing is to take control, take responsibility for your actions, take responsibility for who you are and how you show up. Understand that you are the CEO of your life and that no one else gets to control you. You get to step into that, your own power, every day, and you keep choosing that for yourself. And walk through that veil of fear. That's probably the biggest thing, is we all have fears, myself included. You know, when I walked away from my marriage, I knew financially I'd figure it out. My biggest fear was, oh my gosh, when am I ever going to be in a relationship again? And guess what? I did okay there. But my relationship with myself is the most important. I want everyone to walk away with that, to understand that the person that gets to love you most is you. And when you start to put those, you know, that negativity on yourself, you're only poisoning yourself. Actually, even more so, when you start to punish other people outside of you, you're actually just punishing yourself. And you're just hurting yourself. So kind of stop that. I'd love for people to learn how to live in the present moment and be grateful for what is and be happy for what you have and not be jealous about what someone else might have. Because you don't know their journey. That's not your journey anyway. Comparison is the devil. And just to be happy with who you are. Choose yourself every day. Every single day.
Jocelyn, thank you so incredibly much for coming on and sharing your story and your journey. If people wanted to support you and listen to your podcast, how would they find it?
Couple things. First thing I'd recommend is come find me on Facebook. All of my stuff is on my personal Facebook page at Jocelyn Bellows. And I do also have the podcast, but it's called Leap. And that can be found on anchor.fm/ What's Your Leap? Or you can find Leap on anywhere you can find podcasts under What's Your Leap, as well as my Instagram page, which is also What's Your Leap.
Cool. Well, thank you again, Jocelyn. And I'm going to turn it over to you and let you do the sign off for this week's podcast.
Okay. So Trent, thank you, first of all, so much for having me on the show today. So appreciate your time and this opportunity to speak a little bit about what I've been up to. The biggest thing I really want to share is, again, take ownership of your choices, show up as you are meant to show up, allow yourself to be the CEO of your life and continue to leap from limitation to liberation. That's good.